Hi, in this video, I'll give you a brief overview of the support for ASP.NET 5, which we're developing for Visual Studio. My name is Syed Hashimi. I'm a senior program manager on the ASP.NET team here. When we first started out ASP.NET 5, we had a few high-level goals in mind. One of those goals was to deliver an absolutely wonderful experience for Visual Studio users. One of the other goals was to create an experience to where we work well in mixed environments. So for example, let's say you have 10 team members, 8 of them are using Visual Studio, and let's say the other 2 are using a different tool set, whether it's Windows or Mac, and maybe Sublime Text is the editor, and then you'll use the command line tools that we've made available. As we go through the demos and the discussions, I'll actually point out the areas that we've invested in order to make sure that we work well in those mixed environments. All right, well, you know, I'm not really much of a slides guy, so let's go ahead and move on to the fun part with the demos. All right, let's get started by creating a new project in Visual Studio. In the new project dialog, you can see that we've got 4 templates here for ASP.NET 5. The 2 web templates will move into the one ASP.NET dialog here in a future release. Let's go ahead and create a web project here. So I chose the MVC template here, basically. It's equivalent to MVC. All right, let's take a quick look at the artifacts that were added into this project. Okay, one thing that you might notice off the bat is that we don't have a web.config file here. By default, we're using config.json. This is our new format for the configuration. Our configuration system in ASP.NET 5 is completely pluggable, so if you'd like to replace the JSON file with an XML file, or if you want to pull your connection strings and app settings from a SQL database, you can do that as well. All right, another important file that we have here is project.json. So this file is actually consumed by the runtime, and it describes your project and its dependencies. So here in the dependencies section is where you can add references to NuGet packages or other projects. Let me show you the experience that we've built here. So for example, if I wanted to add a NuGet package to read and write JSON, I can use the dunesoft.json package here. I've typed a letter in here, and as I type it, I see the IntelliSense that we have. Once I see the entry that I want, I can go ahead and tab that, and we also have IntelliSense for the version numbers as well. So I've just added newtonsoft.json into this project. We can see the references is now being restored as well. That's the NuGet package that it's getting from the nuget.org. And now we can see the namespace is available for me to start using that package now. You can also use the package manager dialog here, so manage NuGet packages just as you always could. I won't actually get into using that, but that is definitely a option for you. Okay, so now I'm going to open a existing project that I have here that's got a sample built into it. Okay, let me open up the sample model that I've created here. So let me go into models and then person. We can see I have a very simple model here for a person. I've previously used the ASP.NET 5 command line scaffolding to generate some content here based off this model. The content that was generated is this controller class, this context class, and then these views here. What I'll do is I'm just going to go ahead and delete these files that were generated for me, and then I'll show you how easy it is to recreate this. Okay, and I'm going to show you this from the command line first. We haven't built our experience for Visual Studio yet, but we will have an experience inside Visual Studio that you can call these command line scaffolders. So I've got the project opened in a PowerShell prompt here. The command that we need to execute to generate content is the kgen command. And then here I want to generate a controller and the views that are associated with that. So I'll invoke the kgen controller scaffolder here. And then you can see we're passing in the parameters for the person model. This can either be a fully qualified name or a simple name if there's no confliction. And then pass in the data context that should be created. Since I want the person sample namespace, I've went ahead and declared that. Before I execute this, I want you to take a look at the Solution Explorer here while it's actually being executed. I mentioned previously that we're building support for working in mixed environments and mixed teams. The command line scaffolder is one example of that. And then files automatically appearing from the disk is another feature of that. So as I executed this generator, it created these particular files. And then those files were automatically added to Visual Studio. There wasn't any special code that connected that command line scaffolder. Visual Studio just responds to the files showing up in the folder. So if that was a custom .exe that you had created yourself that generated the content, that would have worked just as good as this. So now let's take a look at the content that was automatically generated for us. So we've got the person controller here. If you've created MVC projects in the past, this should look very familiar to you. We also created a data context. This is an EF data context that will be used to access the database. And then we created the various different views here. So create, read, update, and delete. Let me go ahead and control F5 this project, and I'll show you the pages that were generated. I actually have some previous content that I added that will show up here as well. So let me navigate to the person controller here. And this will allow me to view the people that have been added and also create some new entries here. So I'm going to go ahead and create a new entry here. So first name, let's add Pranav here. Okay, his ID will just be 5,000 or 50,000. Okay, Pranav Rastogi, let's go ahead and click Create here. Now I can see that the account for Pranav was actually added to the database, and now I can go ahead and party on that. We can drill into the details if we want as well. You can also edit these. Okay, so let's go ahead and delete that. All right, let me open a... actually, in this project, you might have noticed that I've got a test folder here that contains some test cases. Let's go ahead and show you what we have here. So I've got person test. This is just two very simple test cases for this person object. All right, let me go ahead and kick off a build here, and then I'll open up the Test Explorer. And as the build is executing, we should see the Test Explorer being populated with the test cases here. Okay, now we can see it's discovering the test cases. And the way that this actually works is Visual Studio actually calls the command line to actually discover the test cases and then actually execute those test cases. And in this sample, if I were to go look, we can see that we're using XUnit. And we're not actually required to use XUnit here. You can plug in any testing framework that you like here. We can see that these two test cases have now shown up in the Test Explorer, and then I can right-click these and run selected or debug selected tests as I always could. But you can actually execute these test cases from the command line as well. So I've got the directory opened, and the command that I've just executed is ktest. And now after that's completed, we can see that it discovered a total of two test cases here. And now we've got the Mac user and the Visual Studio user working together and developing the app. So you can create your project from Visual Studio, or you can create it from the command line using some Yeoman generators that we have. You can scaffold content from command line. You can discover and execute test cases from the command line. Visual Studio just responds to all the files that have been added to the project, and everything's much simpler to use. All right, so now we've got a brief overview of the tooling support that we're building for ASP.NET 5 and Visual Studio. We saw some great demos, and now it's time for you to take it on and actually start building some stuff yourself. Check out these resources that I have here. The main ones are ASP.NET vNext, and we also have a link to our Sublime experience if you're interested in trying that out. My name is Syed Hashimi, Program Manager for ASP.NET. Thanks a lot, and I'll see you next time.